Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. Waiting on the rest, don't need to stress. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left. Put my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like the living forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time that we can see it. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQG reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till that break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Let's go.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, August 23rd, 2019. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98, here along with
Good morning, TNT. All right. It is another Friday, but it's a good, good Friday. It's not Good Friday, but it's going to be great any way we look at it. All right, Ray, did you send out any info, any updates?
No updates went out.
No updates went out.
Let me double check.
What are we
going to
do
sure.
now?
Oh, right. No updates went out.
Okay. So, guys, let me see here. What am I doing? All right. Let me start today off with this then. Thank you, guys. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling super fantastic. Thank you for all the calls, concern, and all the texts. So, I really do appreciate all that. It was very simple. I heard all kind of things happen to Tony, and he had all kind of surgeries and everything, and everybody's concerned. But at my particular age, since I'm middle-aged, I'm not old, not young, but I'm middle-aged, and male, we have to do these things. Actually, I just had an upper GI. Most of you guys know what that is. But anyway, they put you to sleep for it. And I had...
don't even tell them, man. Let them keep guessing.
Yeah, that's all right, Mom. It's all right. Colonoscopy, which I think everybody should have, my second one. But those are just things you have in life. Every now and then you do that to make sure you're okay. We're very fortunate. I'm okay. And life goes on. But they do put you out for those. And I'm sure you guys didn't want me to come talking to you after being out all morning. So everybody know it. I appreciate all the care, love, respect. For the idiots, you're just idiots. And on the good things. So this is what we have. You guys can help me figure it out. Banks are on alert and banks are not on alert. By that, I mean there are several banks that have been sitting at the exchange locations for almost 2 weeks now. There were banks here that were there on last Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that went home yesterday. And by home, I mean back to their branch. And they're at their branch today. They're not at the exchange center. They're at the branch. They're mad. They're upset because they were missing out on their money, their commissions, and they still had to meet their quotas. So with that, we have other banks that are sitting at the exchange centers. And this is what they're being told ever since last night, that we should see the 800 numbers over the weekend. And again, that we should go. We should have already went. Believe me, they had meetings Wednesday night, and we were going on Thursday. We didn't, and that's why the banks got mad and sent their people home Thursday morning. Because Wednesday night, they were told we were going. Last night, they were told that sometime effective after 5 o'clock today, sometime after 5 o'clock today and over the weekend, we should get the 800 numbers and we should get started going. Now, all I can do is tell you what they tell me. All they can do is tell me what they are being told as exchange centers and call centers. That's the information they are being given. Because that's what they're saying the time is now. Over in Iraq, it's no different. They're broadcasting on TV, radio. They're broadcasting about the coins. They're letting everybody know. There's just too much information out for it not to happen. There's too much advanced information for some idiot to be trying to tell us it's going to be January 2020 when all this is going right now and everybody's in. Nobody's been paid. Nobody in Reno has been paid. No paymaster has been paid. No general has been paid. No colonel, no lieutenant, nobody else has been paid. The SKRs are still the SKRs. My guy with $47 million was told he was going to be liquid this morning at 8 o'clock. He's not liquid. Now, he may be liquid tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, but he's not liquid this morning at 8 o'clock. That's what's not. And he was told Friday. Friday's not over, but he's not liquid as of this moment. But things are still looking good. I never expected Friday morning. I always expected Friday after the markets close, because that's when they always wanted it. So Tuesday or Friday, I always look for those times. But that's where we're at. No ifs, ands, or buts. That's what's being said. That's what's being anticipated. And all we can do is wait for it. The rates haven't changed. From what we've got, the limits haven't changed. So all we're doing is waiting. All right, Ray, did I forget anything?
Nope.
Now let's do it.
Okay. Omega says, any knowledge of a person giving Western Union IQD and USD being wired to someone?
I don't know anybody who actually went to Western Union to wire any IQD and change. Is it available? Yes. I already told you guys. All you got to do is go to Western Union, put the numbers in. They say they're going to do it. The rate hasn't changed, though.
Okay. Let's see. Skip that. You already addressed it. Okay. Sexy Chocolate says, we have one more Tuesday in the month. Is that the golden day? Do you see it going past August or the last Tuesday in August?
Well, I already answered that. This end is going this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
God of Break says, to your knowledge, is it true that trust bank accounts are always non-interest bearing since they are usually set up as business accounts? If so, then whenever Tony talks about negotiating with the bank to get the best interest rates, it would only apply to people who are exchanging into personal accounts, correct?
That is not correct that I know of. Nobody says trust accounts have to be business accounts, and nobody I know of said trust accounts have to be non-interest-bearing accounts. But the easiest thing to do, instead of listening to Tony, who is not a banker, is to call the bank and ask a question, and then go on the forum or the chat room and give everybody the answer. But the information you just gave out, I believe, is incorrect.
Well, I think they may be onto something in one regard, but, God, you have to know and understand, when we talk about getting the best interest rates, we're not talking about on a checking account or a savings account. We're talking about investment accounts that any entity can have. So that may be where the confusion may lie, especially with this question, where this person is asking it. Because it may be that the bank account, the checking account may be non-interest bearing, but you're not going to be negotiating interest on the checking account anyway. That's on the investment accounts you get, the CDs, the money markets, things of that nature. Samadhi, let's see. We are still needing to have, in a minute, let me reread this again. Looks like some words are missing. Oh, are we still needing to have our dinar in a separate account from other currencies?
Guys, I've been saying it's better safe than sorry. Again, I was told that from a treasury individual, just in case it got taxed. But it's strictly up to you, I guess, after all these years. I'm putting mine in separate accounts, so just in case it gets taxed. I don't think it hurts anything to split it up.
NJ Gungadin says, does the escalating trade war with China have anything to do with the RV not being announced?
Not that I know of. There's a whole lot of things going on in the world that could be affecting it. Recession threats, different countries, dollars are going down, the currency going down. So not just China and trade. I think that's the thing that's going to affect every other country. I like it. I don't know about you, but I absolutely love the fact that we're having tariff wars right now. And I can say I love it because the market is going down, currency is going down, they're threatening the economy. I like hearing that we're about to go into a recession and everybody's worried about currency because what saves us all? The RV. They're trying to figure out how to put money into the economy, if you're paying attention. They want to cut the interest rates with the Fed to get money back into the economy. They want to cut your withholding tax again to put money back into the economy. They want to have a stimulus plan. We have a stimulus plan. We have a global stimulus plan. Because if you pay attention and you know anything about money, your dollar could go through your community 10 times before it gets back to the U.S. Treasury. Because I go and buy some gas. The owner of the gas station can go buy some groceries. The owner of the grocery station can go buy some shoes. The owner of the shoe shop could go and on and on and on. And that same dollar is boosting the economy. And now we're hiring people again because everybody's getting that dollar throughout the day. And, hey, I made more money. So I don't look at all that as negative. You guys can look at it negative because the one thing that can save this administration, this economy, is the RV. Just like it did for Clinton, brought us out of the recession, made it so he wiped out the debt, we had positive. That's what's going to happen. It just depends on when they want to do it. Do they want to do it today after they leave Jackson Hole, get the global economy going? Do they want to wait until September, October, November, get it going? Do they want it doing, I mean, does Trump want it next year so it looks good? So going into the elections, he can say, see, I did it. I don't know. But I know it has to happen to bring it back. So when I look at what's going on there, I know where the savior is or the life raft is or whatever you want to call it, is the RV itself. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Let's see. We have three birthday celebrations. Not That Easy, Jesus, and my daughter. They're all celebrating birthdays on August the 23rd. So, Not That Easy.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. Bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
All right, happy birthday to you all. Sunstar asks, any news from your committee guys that you can share?
No, I haven't even talked to them all week. All we've been talking to is actually our bank contacts.
Okay. In your mind, can the banks in the U.S. release our blessing today, or do they have to be given the green light by the U.S. Treasury?
The banks can't do anything without authorization from the Treasury, guys. So they cannot. So whatever's holding it up is Iraq hasn't gone yet. We're all going to go together. Iraq, CBI is going to go. We're going to go. Our banks can't go before CBI. It's all going to be a mutual agreement. We're going to go at the same time. Okay, what's next?
Sunspot says, it's being reported that the ZIM will expire on August 31. Are they delaying the RV till after that date so we won't be able to redeem the ZIM?
The ZIM expired on August 15th, on July 13th, on May the 2nd, on April the 1st, on February the 10th. Yeah, we've been listening to that mess for the last 10, 12 months. Some idiot puts out, we got 10 days for the ZIM. It's going to expire. It hasn't expired yet. And every month they come up with something new to tell you this is what's going to happen. Don't even worry about it. The bank is processing the ZIM, and it's going to get processed. All this mess about it is going to expire. How come it hasn't? And that's the kind of things I tell you guys to look at. Look at who keeps putting it out, who keeps telling you that. And go back month after month, and none of it ever happened. Now, somebody complains, say, hey, Tony, you haven't been right either. You're right. Every time they tell me that the dinar is going to go, I tell you. Every time the banks get ready, I tell you. Every time the rate is there, I tell you. I don't control it. But what I don't tell you is stuff that makes no sense at all. Pure nonsense that has no background. Nobody anywhere can show you any document that says the ZIM is about to expire. Nobody anywhere can show you any document, any plan, or anybody at the Treasury that said, hey, if you don't do it in 10 days, you lose. Because it's not true. Everything else that we are talking about, Iraq has articles, been having articles for years. Years ago, I remember there was idiots out there, and some of them still right today, they told you that the dinar wasn't going to go, that it was going to start at 10 cents. You remember that? Do you remember who those idiots were? I've never told you that because I always told you what the rate was going to be. I saw today there's still an idiot out there telling you it's going to be 1-to-1. That's what it's going to be. Can't be. There's another idiot out there saying they can't possibly do this because there's still 42 trillion dinars out. They already have 80 to 90% of the 3-0 notes already back in. They have 80 to 90% of the cards already out. There's a difference in misinformation. People just making up stuff, putting it out there, telling you. And then the CBI, the bank, the one thing, planning something, and it doesn't happen because something's out of their control. Those are two different things. But I'm consistently talking about the nonsense that people make up, that you have to have a trust in order to exchange your money, or you have to be with my group, or they're not going to let you exchange any ZIM at all. That's just nonsense. And anybody should be able to see through that, just like this ZIM nonsense. How can it expire every month? Every month expires on this date. Now it expires on this date. And somebody changes it every month, or it's going to be worthless. Come on, guys. Go ahead, Ray. Sorry.
Well, you know, I repeatedly ask people, don't ask those questions about the information we didn't give you in the first place. The Q&A is for you to ask those questions so you can better understand what we are sharing with you, not what somebody else is telling you. So we appreciate that in the future if we still going to be here having calls. I'm going to try to keep the questions in the stuff we give.
Well, All right, good.
Well, now that you like going through that stuff.
I don't mind clarifying stuff for people, but some things, guys, you just got to look at the history of who's putting it out there for you. Because their calls make no sense. And the things that you're sending me, I'm like, for brand new people, if somebody just got in last week or last month, they might not understand. But us who have been doing this for 10, 12, 13 years, you've got to be able to identify who the idiots are by now, who've been telling us that same thing. There's an idiot that puts out every week, at least once a week, that Bob got paid. Oh, the Admiral got paid. Admiral got paid. We're next. I mean, how long has he been doing that and telling you guys the Admiral got paid? I got direct contact with him. He got paid. and he still hasn't got paid. So what point does direct contact with him, he got paid, become an outright lie every week if he has direct contact with him? I'm just saying for them to look at some of these things, look at these people. At least what we're trying to tell you, we're getting direct from these sources, and it's either on the TV over there, in the news over there, or our contact is either that are real. Now, none of them can push the button because Trump's not talking to me. Mnuchin's not talking to me. Mahdi's not talking to me. So nobody's sources is like that can tell you. But we all do have some. But just try to measure the nonsense so you guys can get through this. Only thing I'm scared of, these same people, because you guys are on their mailing lists, email lists, whatever, who've been stringing you along with this BS, are still going to try and get you now that you have money. That's where you have to make your real decision at. Go ahead, Ray.
All right. First caller, 760 area code. You're on.
Hi. Hello, and good morning and good afternoon. I appreciate
Hold
you
on. Hi, hello, okay. Good morning, and good afternoon. If I will tell me good night, because that's going to happen sometime. All right, go ahead.
Okay, I hear everything you're saying, and I respect what you're saying. I am one of the new ones, but I have a question, and it's going back to what you guys are saying. I heard that there's a deadline, and I know you're saying all that irrelevant, but here's the question. What would happen, because I understand the contract rate are side deals that America made with China and or whomever. Is there a point that we can lose the contract rate, or is that all nonsense? I don't understand how that works.
No, you can miss out on the contract rate because there's only a percentage of the people that are going to get the contract rate. So once it's gone, it's gone. But there's no, you better get it the first 3 days or the first 5 days or first, because we don't know. I mean, I know what the percentage is that I agreed on, but I don't know how fast that percentage is going to get up. So anybody else telling you that the contract rate is going to be gone, you know, on day 10, they don't know that either because they don't even know the agreement that I made. So them telling you that they know that is BS.
Okay, so would it be safe to say that because you made the agreement, the people that you give the number or the people that you're in contact with are the only people that get the contract rate, or is this worldwide? Or just
no,
United
that is
States?
Not. The contract rate is available to anybody and everybody. If you've never ever been on TNT, if you don't even know who Tony is, if you walk in there and ask for the contract rate, they're supposed to give it to you.
Okay. Thank you very much for that clarification. I appreciate it. Thank you guys for what you did.
Okay. All right. I wish I was that important. I'm just not. Sorry.
Well, to us, you are.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Ray, what's next?
865. Area code. You're on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Appreciate your taking my call and appreciate all the various nuggets that you have shared with us. Definitely worth going back and re-listening to them to pick up the nuances. Just wanted a clarification that Iraq still is operating under that kind of precept that they have to have it posted in the Gazette in order for it to be official. Is that a correct assumption?
I think it is, yes. We've always been looking for that, and we know that probably won't happen until Saturday. Now, that doesn't mean they won't release it first and then make it official. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Or do it undercover. So I'm not saying we got to wait till 8 o'clock Saturday morning, the Gazette comes out, and then it goes. It could be in the Gazette at midnight and go with the printed copy. Don't come out till 5 o'clock the next day. I don't know.
Because there weren't any little nuggets or anything in the Wednesday edition that would lead us to believe that they have secretly, surreptitiously released it on Wednesday.
It wasn't.
And it's out. Okay. Likelihood of a special edition is kind of slim to nil as well, correct?
I don't know. You know, I thought they may do it while they're in Jackson today and all of them celebrate and say we did it. I don't know. It's a great time to do it to me when all of them are together and they helped form it. And, you know, they're the key people to all of it. And, you know, I am hearing buzz about it being today. I don't know that it will, but I'm hearing that on both sides of the water that, you know, it could happen today after 5 o'clock for sure because everything else is happening. G7, G8 is tomorrow, well, G7. And, again, it's a chance for them to congratulate each other on getting this accomplished and what they're going to do to their country. So this weekend is a great time for it to happen. I just don't know if it will.
And I will thank you, Tony, for having answered the question that I was set to ask, so you can say that you've already done that answering for it. And with
okay.
that, 10 days from whenever this is going to happen, be it today or tomorrow or Sunday, whenever, that's when our TNT Super Fantastic-er Pay It Forward project is going to be. And looking forward to that, and may today be the finale Friday to tomorrow's Super Saturday. We appreciate it. Thanks again, guys, for all you do for us. We sure appreciate you. Have a great one.
All right. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Thanks. Will do. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 360 Eric, so you are on.
Well, good morning and good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Okay. Good morning.
Hi. Tony, I've been sitting here thinking about it, and I thought this – now, this doesn't have anything to do with the RV. I will say that. But
– okay.
They consider a time frame of about 37 to 45 days after you've had a conscious sedation as you're getting ready to be pre-old.
Okay. All right. You said, go ahead.
I made that up, but I did it for a couple of reasons, none of which I can share with you. But having been a veteran of those procedures myself, I can tell you that usually the effect of the conscious sedation, you wake up feeling...
Huh?
Did I
miss something? Somebody's phone is ringing. Not mine.
Not mine.
Ray?
Yeah,
okay, that's Ray.
Right.
Go ahead.
Ray's probably getting ready for his first.
Oh. All right. So he connected them back, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. Geez, I'd hate for anybody to have missed that. things that I've been thinking about is that the comments about auctions, have any auctions continued to occur?
I don't know. I haven't looked it up or seen any auctions because as I know they're not going to stop until the announcement is made.
Right.
So I'm really not concerned with the auctions at all.
Okay,
Ray, we have a echo now, whatever you did.
What was that?
Okay, go ahead.
What was that?
I was telling Ray we had an echo from that line that he connected. Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can't hear him.
You can't hear me at all?
Oh, I hear you, Tony, loud and clear.
Yeah.
Well, let's go
there
ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Because Ray's doing something else. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So anyway... the one thing I was curious about because of the auctions is something that I thought the minute those things stop, then that's going to stop the drain of the money, and that was something that I thought was important as far as the average person in Iraq being affected.
It is important, and again, I think they will stop with the announcement because that's when the new system will begin. So we're going to see them right up until that last minute.
That makes sense. And pondering the question earlier about whether or not the sanctions and so forth, or the competition between China and the U.S. probably I think has as much effect upon the dong as it does the dinar, but all the currencies would be affected, it seems to me. But there again, like you said, if we know 40% of what's going on, or 20% of the 40%, whatever that percentage is, there's got to be things more significant going on than what we know about that would cause the delays in this. So, and if there's corruption over there...
Well, let me tell you this. Look.
First of all,
the trade war, guys, is having a ripple effect that I don't know that they counted on, because it is affecting the global economy, not just our economy. Because anything that affects us, again, has a ripple effect with everybody that's connected to us. So it's affecting our economy. It's affecting our dollar. And, you know, they always say China is a currency manipulator, and now they're intentionally trying to devalue the dollar to fight China, which now all these other countries are trying to devalue their currencies. That's all you're seeing in the news, because it's a ripple effect, and it is affecting everybody. Just like the RV is going to affect everybody when it happens, because it's going to stimulate every country's economy that's involved in it. Not as much as the U.S., but by stimulating the U.S., it has that same ripple effect again, because now we're all buying stuff that we weren't buying. We have stopped buying, creating jobs. So it is all interconnected, but I don't think it's the main thing that's holding up the RV. I mean, it is ready to go, so we know it's something. It's not anything we can see in black and white, because everything that we need to check off has been checked off. Everything that Iraq needs that we know of has been done, and they're telling the people we're just sitting there waiting. Again, it was last week when they had the symposium, and they had 600-700 people in there, and the guy told me this will all be over in 5 days. But here we are. So whatever he was teaching them, whatever he was told, to tell people 5 days this will be over, we're still here. Is that his fault? No, because I don't know who told him to say it, but he said it. Because, again, we only know. We're lucky if we know 40% of what's going on, period. And the most important parts are the parts that we don't know.
Well, I agree 100% with that. Not that that's important, but I think it's true, because it's been consistent over time that things would really have to go into the toilet before we were going to see this thing happen, because it will be the rectification of the injuries that all countries have experienced financially. So the idea that there has to be something done with the debt, and so it's going to be washed. And that's the only thing that makes sense in this to me. So I appreciate you hanging in there, and the effect of those medications that give you conscious sedation, they're going to wear off over time, and you won't feel quite so jolly as you do now. But it's all good. So have a great day, you two, and keep your chin up, and know that, hey, this is all a process, and we're all going through it together, and that'll give us a reason for camaraderie in the end of this deal. So have a great day, both of you.
All right, so let me tell you this real quick. Okay. I know there's no sidebar, but you guys don't like this. So they didn't put me under anesthesia. They gave me some kind of medication. I forgot. They said it'll make you drowsy, or you go halfway out, or this or that.
Yep.
But
yep.
Then she said, but what it will do is give you amnesia. I'm like, what? She said, it will give you short-term amnesia.
Yep.
So I said, well, okay, so you mean when I wake up from all this, I won't be married anymore? But they thought it was funny. My wife said, that shit is not funny, buddy. Anyway.
I told you, they are great drugs.
Yeah.
I just want to.
All right. You just want what?
I said sometimes you just want to forget for a little bit, and that's
yeah. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're good.
All right, sir. 208-0-01. 208 area code. You're on.
Hi, good morning, Tony. How you doing?
I'm super fantastic. How you doing?
I'm doing really good. I only have one question. What, as far as you know, is the rate going to be on the dong and the contract rate on the dong?
As far as I know, the rate has three options. So 47 cents, $2.27, and $6.
Okay.
So $2.27, well, it was supposed to be 47 cents with a contract rate of $2.27. But now on their screen, they have $2.27 with a contract rate of $6. So somewhere
so
in that range, we're going to see it. Nope, we don't. Just somewhere in that range.
All right. Thank you, Tony. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. 610 area code. You are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. And good morning, Tony. It's G-Man NPA.
Greetings, sir.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic, Tony. Hey, Tony, do you have that extra strength Excedrin nearby?
I do. Do I need it?
All right.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me something. You might want to take that now or something. Okay.
Well, just in case, it's there. So.
All right.
I'll continue on here. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you very much for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for sharing you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities will be available for us post-RV. So we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, and rally, rally, rally. So I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
All right, sir. Thank you.
All right.
You're
thank
welcome,
you, sir.
Man.
Appreciate it. Appreciate
all right, Tony. You're welcome.
951 area code, you're on.
Oh, sorry, is that hello?
Yes.
Hello? Yep, that's you.
Okay, yeah, sorry, I meant to take myself out of the queue. You answered my question earlier, so
okay.
thank you very much for everything.
All right, sir. 704
right, thank
area
you, sir.
Code, you're on.
Hi, guys. How are y'all today?
Hey, I'm fantabulous-er to the nth degree.
I take y'all
super fantastic.
Phone.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good down here in the Queen City.
Where would that be?
Okay, Tony, we told you this the other day, Ray and I did, at Charlotte.
Oh,
North,
okay.
Charlotte, North Carolina. Yep. I told my husband how y'all talk sometimes about your wives and stuff like that, and he said, well, they'd be really upset if they got rolled up in a blanket and beat with an iron skillet during the night.
Well, I would be upset. He's right.
He'd be really upset with that iron skillet up against you. So.
Yeah, I'm fortunate.
Okay.
My wife don't pay me no attention.
That's right.
She don't listen
know.
To these calls.
My husband keeps at me at stuff where I want to, I look at him, I say, you just want to get me pissed off, don't you? And he looks at me and says, yeah, I'm ready to get a rise out of you. I guess that's just what happens, you know. But I need you to holler some BS on some of these things I want to ask you. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Of any truth to not being able to get contract rates if you get a contract rate on the Zim? Can you get contract rate
no.
on the NAR and the
you
dollar?
You get a contract on, yes, on every single currency. Yes,
on every single currency. Okay, that's a BS on that one. Okay.
Wait a minute. We're not the BS
huh?
police. We're not the BS police. If it's something you handle somebody else's BS, you decide whether you believe
y'all.
It or not.
I trust y'all. Okay. So, you know, I'm the one that's got that sibling that comes in with all this conspiracy stuff and, you know, this and that and the other. And so, you know, I just want to say that's BS. That's BS to her.
Okay.
How about 80-20? Like, if you get a humanitarian package, that they're going to make you do 80% of it in humanitarian packages, and you only get 20%. Because if you're doing the Zim at a one to, I don't know how in the world could it be one to one on a 100 trillion note.
So that's just a ridiculous number. It doesn't even make sense. But let me tell you this.
Yeah.
So whether it's 35 cents, a dollar, or $2, every
mm-hmm.
bank is supposed to be able to structure their own payout. So Chase may not be paying it out the way Wells Fargo is, the way Bank of America is, the way Citibank is. So it was supposedly to be between 1 and 5 years. So we don't know how that's going to be paid out or how it's going to be structured. Originally, now this was years ago, so I'll tell you where it's coming from. Even our committee guy told us that if you did a humanitarian project that involved in Zimbabwe, it would be paid out using that 80-20 rule, but that meant that you would only get 20% of your pay over that 5 years, which actually, I can't even remember the actual structure, but it was better because you got paid more money during the structured payout than you did getting paid up front. But I wouldn't really be concerned with it, again, because the bank's going to explain it to you, and either you do or you don't, you will or you won't at that time. So it's not, and because now what they're telling us is each bank has their own structured payout based on the amount that you have, just the Zim, we can't argue about it. So you're just going to have to wait till the time comes and see what comes out. And again, let's come back and talk about it after the first people get through. Maybe we can help somebody else do the right thing. Okay?
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Guess we just have to wait till we go and see what they offer. And I'm glad that you're feeling better and that you had those tests done. I know that the prep is not fun whatsoever.
And no, it was not.
But I've had to do it twice, so I understand.
Now, see, that was my second time, so I know what I was walking into, but okay. All right.
Ray, if you hadn't had yours yet, go do it. It's very important to do.
It is important. So.
It is.
All right. Thank you, Mary.
Y'all have a good weekend, and I hope it is a fantastic Saturday.
Me too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. Hey, Ray, let me interrupt for a second while I remember this real quick. All right. So I want to say thank you to Lynn Mullen. I really do. Guys, Lynn is from London, Canada, but she sends me this package every month, and I really appreciate it every month. And I get it in this FedEx, and I open it, and it's a card every time. But it's a handmade card that is some of the most beautiful cards I've ever seen. And they're color-coded. I don't know if she does this for a living or not. But this one, I just got to tell you, is absolutely beautiful. I thank you. Every month I look forward to them. But I just want to tell her thank you. I got it yesterday. It's a beautiful card. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
All right, 281 area code. You're on.
Hey, Ray and Tony. How you guys doing today?
I am super fantastic. How are you? Really?
I'm good. Glad to see you up and about. I know what those tests are about. I've had them too. So, yeah.
Okay.
You're going to be all right, dude. You're moving around. You're good.
That's right.
Yeah. Good to have them. Well, I had a couple of questions. I agree with you, too, on the explanation you gave us about the economy and how they're probably trying to work this in so it don't look so obvious. Because when I saw all of everything that's going on in the media as far as the news concerned about the, you know, the economy and all of this stuff, I thought about exactly what you shared with us several weeks ago when I think they were waiting for the market to do something and then they could have possibly let it go at that point. But from that point on, every time I see something going on in the market and it's looking like it's not good, I'm like, okay, they may be trying to work this in to have a reason to share with the public as to, you know, once it happens, why it happened. I mean, they're not going to share it publicly, but we with the Dinar glasses, we know what's going on. So I felt exactly like that. I'm glad you shared that with us today because that's kind of how I felt. And my last thing is on the information that our king shared with us yesterday about some of the banks that may not, which we already knew that because y'all shared it with us years back, may not be participating or selling foreign currency or exchanging foreign currency when this happens. I was wondering if that is just recent. And if some of the banks are still maybe waiting to get that waiting to get some information before we can go, do you think that it's still in process with the things that they're trying to do to get set for us to go? Are they still working on things to be sent out?
Wait,
to the bank?
I'm not sure what Ray told y'all yesterday, because that was a little confusing to me what you just said.
Well, I don't want to quote exactly and say these are the exact words, but it was to the effect that some banks may not be, exchanging the foreign currency.
Okay.
You know,
so,
maybe like participating in this when it happens.
In the exchange, so for these currencies. All right. Every bank, first of all, years ago, each branch was given the option to be involved or not be involved. So even though Wells is going to do exchange, that doesn't mean every branch of Wells is going to exchange. Because some of them said they didn't want to be involved in it. That years ago, and I think I told you guys that back then. So, and they'll forward everything. As far as each individual bank, each bank may not do each currency, And maybe that's what he's talking, because we know one bank said they are not going to do the Zim. They don't care what it comes out at. They're not going to do it. So we're going to have to go to the other bank in order to do the Zim. So, and that is current as of right this moment, because they thought they were. So I think maybe that's, I was just thinking maybe that's what he was talking about. Right, Ray? The Zim in particular? Okay.
Right.
So, yeah, that part is true. Every bank won't do every currency. The credit unions won't be doing them at all. They don't do foreign currency exchange. They're not going to start doing it just because of this. Well, at least the credit unions here that I know of. Okay?
Well, do you think that some of the information that the banks need to know before this goes, in order for them to be up to par, all of the banks have, do you feel like that information has gotten to them, or are they still working on this process to get everybody set and ready to go? That was my question.
Okay, no, the banks have the information. Everybody we talk to,
they
know what's going on. They're still doing some training, some educating and changing, but they have it on their screens. I mean, they're well aware, and they brought their people in. They're just sitting there. They're ready to go. So every bank we talk to, nobody says we're just our computers haven't updated or anything like that. They're saying we're ready to go. We're waiting on you guys. So that's as far as the banks are at. But let me go to the first part of your statement so we understand. I think if the RV is being held up because of what's going on, it's not so things can get worse and the RV can save it, because it will. But right now, if the RV is being held up for these things, it's so that it doesn't save it until they get what they want, because it will change the whole battleground in the middle of the fight. And you don't want to do that until you achieve your goal. You don't want things to turn around and, dog, I wanted to get this, this, and this, but now things looking better, I have nothing to fight with or against. So they want to hold the RV off until they get that, if that's the case. And what I was simply saying is, let it get as bad as you want to get. Do what you want to do, because they know how to save it. It's right over here whenever they get ready to. They're just not ready to. That's all. Because the moment the RV starts, it changes all that whole conversation now. Because, you know, we're spending money. There's 10 million of us, everybody around. We're all investing. The market is going to change. Auto industry is going to change. Housing industry is going to change. So many different things. And again, like I said, that $1 will go 10 times in the community before it leaves and goes through the Treasury. So if anything, right at this moment while they're negotiating, they don't want that to happen if they're smart. So I'm not saying that, but if I was negotiating, I wouldn't want somebody to come in and start throwing money in the middle of my negotiation. I mean, I wouldn't. But I don't know what they're doing. And if it got worse, it's so bad that, you know, this thing just got out of control, I know there's a vault sitting over there. All I got to do is open the door and the money will pour out. So I know I always got a safety net, too, at the same token. That's why I said whatever they're doing, they know the safety net is sitting right there, and they can use it whenever they want to change this whole thing around.
Right, and I felt like that. I mean, I still feel like that, and I kind of felt like when I saw the markets fall and drop, you know, the Dow and, you know, S&P and all those things, and how it keeps, you know, every other week it seems like it's dropping, it's coming back up. I feel like they were trying to inch in something, you know, to have a reason whenever this goes, kind of like the Clinton era, you know, then the deficit would be wiped out at some point. So, okay, well, thank you for all your information. I appreciate it. And hopefully we will see this thing in a couple of days or so, or before the month is out at least. So you guys have a good weekend.
All right,
thank you. You too. And guys, you got to remember that we've been saying this for years. The banks don't know. The bank tellers don't know. Every branch manager doesn't know. And they're not going to tell you if they do, because they're not supposed to tell you. So we just happen to be connected to the right people at the exchanges, the call centers, everything else. There's some other people on the line that are connected. Some of you personally know some friends, but it's not everybody that walks in the bank and asks about the RV and the rates changing. They're not just going to spill their guts to you and say, yeah, I know about it, because they're not supposed to, because all their memos say is not happening, because the banks still want 99% of their people to believe it's not happening. So when it does happen, they still have some employees. So unless you personally know people at these levels or 6 degrees of separation, so you guys have us, so you are within 6 degrees of some people, because we're giving you the information direct from the centers and direct from guys who either are doing the exchange, I mean, on their desk, or who is running the exchange center, is where we're getting information from, or bankers, which are regional VPs. And you guys are not going to walk into a branch bank down on Main Street and get the same type of information we're going to get. That's just not going to happen. Okay, right?
Okay. 604 area code, you're on. Okay. 910 area code, you're on. Okay, they dropped off on their own. Who's next? 704 503 area code, you are.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Ray.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Tony, I tell you, you have got a wonderful example. Now, when people say you're full of shishi, you can say, I have medical authentication. I've got a clear channel up there.
Yes, it is. Yes,
it's certified by my doctor, so you can take that manure and spray it somewhere else. Anyway, glad you're doing well. I had a buddy of mine, he's 55, and he had to go in, but they did a different contrast. He said, I remember it was a cold room. I was laying on a cold table, and the doctor looked over to the tech, and he said, okay, bury him. And he said, I'll never forget that cold rush as long as I live.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm just, you've been in my prayers, and just glad everything was fine, sir. So
I appreciate it.
You betcha. Hey, I'm just curious. The traders that you are connected with are people you know, like in Canada and over in Europe. What do they say about this RV? Are they even concerned or talking about it?
You know what? I was going to say, hold on, let me call them and see. Let me call him and see. I didn't talk to him in a minute. Let me see. Now, who am I thinking about, Ray? Oh, okay, I got it. Hold on, I got it. Let me see. Hold on. I'm going to see if he answered the phone, though. Oh. Now, he's a global trader, so he may not answer the phone. Yeah. But hold on, I'm going to try and get him. Hold on.
Yeah, because I'm hearing actually from some people over in Europe that there's some bond issues that they're trying to get resolved that also would be possibly contingent with the RV going forward.
And they always have. There's always been some bonds with it, but we don't deal in the bonds, but he actually does deal in the bonds. So.
Okay, he's doing the historical bonds?
Yeah. Yeah, hold on for a minute. I'm going to try and call him. Hold on. You just hold on.
Okay. And Ray, did you get your pulley? Is your pulley still working on your lawnmower this week?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It went to his voicemail. But if I can remember it, I'll call him and I'll have it ready, or I'll send something out. But it went straight to his voicemail.
Good because
but did I tell you was in Canada?
Say again, sir.
Did I tell you he was in Canada? Did I tell you guys that?
I heard that one time.
Oh, I'm going to have to see if you connected with CIA. I remember telling you guys he was actually in Canada, but okay. Go ahead. You got something.
I pay attention.
Okay. Yeah, he's in Canada, but go ahead.
Well, no, I thought you mentioned that you had a guy in Canada and somebody over in Europe. And I was talking to some people yesterday morning that their clients are getting all riled up. They actually are doing some of the historical bonds, but they also are going to be doing some of the currency. And he said they're down to a point. They said, we're not sure if the bonds are holding up the currency or if the currency's holding up the bonds. And I said, I don't know either. So anyway, I thought you might have a tighter connection, might know that information. So I appreciate it and look forward to your comments on Monday if you get in touch with him.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Blessings to you both. Have a great day.
All right, bud.
Okay. 337, area code. You are on.
Yes. Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray.
Good morning.
I called last week and asked you some questions about I live in Arkansas, which has none of these big tier one banks that are supposedly handling the ZIM. And we had a discussion about the possibility of sister banks. And you were going to check with someone and see if you could find out how the exchange centers were set up and if they were going to be like Wells Fargo is not in Arkansas. Are they going to be exchanging here? Were you able to find out anything?
No.
Did you forget?
I did, but I was just thinking, all I could do, because I don't have anybody in Arkansas, so I got an exchange center in Texas, New York, New Jersey, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Florida. I really don't have anything in Arkansas. I got Arizona. I got California. I'm just trying to think, how do I even get to Arkansas, to tell you the truth?
Well, let me ask you this. You have people at Wells Fargo. Would they know whether or not they're going to be representing themselves in states where they don't have retail banks? Maybe they could find it. Because I'm trying to figure out, there's no Wells Fargo's, there's no Chase's here, and not even the closest one would be Texas. I know that originally they had said that they were going to have exchange centers within, roughly 50 miles or so. So I have ZIM. Where am I going to exchange?
Well, I know they're going to have some in every state. I do know that. But let me tell you this. Do this. Because, everybody doesn't live in Arkansas. I mean, I don't even know if it's two people who live in Arkansas.
Well,
but
I know
anyway.
There's two because my daughter has.
Okay. But I was going to say, if you call Abbott Downing and tell them that you think you're going to be a client or you want to be, but you live in Arkansas, how would that process work? I think they'll be able to connect you.
Oh, okay. So Abbott Downing will be, are they going to be exchanging the ZIM?
Well, yeah, because they're with Wells Fargo, but they handle clients of $50 million and above. So,
right.
Ask them, say, I'm going to be a client from, from my lottery winnings or from a will or whatever it is. I'm going to get all this money, and I'm thinking I want to be a client, and I live in Arkansas. So how would that process work? Who would I be connected to locally to do business with? Then you'll know who they're connected with.
Well, okay.
You got it?
Well, but that isn't going to help me exchange.
Sure it is. Because now it tells us who Wells Fargo's sister branch is. We know when it comes time, that's where they would send you to.
Okay, let me ask you this. These other exchange centers in all of these other states, within, you said, like, I think there's a large one in the Dallas area or something you said might have been in an old Walmart or something. Okay, so are there different banks stationed within that one large exchange center? Like, would there be not only Wells Fargo, but Chase, Bank of America, and all of those within that one exchange center?
Now, I hear there are, like in North Carolina, has multiple banks inside its center, but the one in Dallas, somewhere, is strictly Wells Fargo.
Oh. Now, see, I have Wells Fargo bank accounts. I've maintained those even after I moved to Arkansas. But what I would have preferred to do, of course, would have been to just make an appointment with someone in Wells Fargo in Texas. But with having to contact the 800 numbers and just trying to get there quickly so I can, you know, get the contract rates, everything just, I feel like I'm just in a box here in this little place, and I can't, you know, I don't know how.
Well, you might not be, because we don't have all the details either. I mean, we gave out the information they initially wanted us to give out, because that was it. They're explaining it to us, and this is how it works, and they wanted us to tell you, so that's where the information came from. So we put out what they wanted to, but that doesn't mean every individual situation has to fit in that box. I mean, you know, you can be the exception to the rule.
So you're suggesting if you were me, you would try this Abbott Downing. I know that Wells Fargo has those financial advisor locations throughout Arkansas, but I've contacted them, and they don't handle any foreign currency, and they're not a retail bank. So she told me, you know, she didn't know what to tell me. But, I mean, I could try.
And that's right, because they don't know yet. And they may, once the time happens, they'd be like, hey, guess what you're doing tomorrow? Well, guess how this is happening? I don't know. They may send somebody in there. I just don't know. But I know they're going to have you covered one way or the other.
Okay. All right. And if I may ask you another one here. I know that you were discussing the structured payouts on the ZIM and how each bank has their own, you know, set way of doing it. Do we know whether or not there are structured payouts on the DOM?
No, I don't know that there's structured payouts on anything other than the ZIM.
Other than the ZIM. Okay, one other question came up as a result of something that was said earlier about the interest rates and negotiating for the rates and the frequency of payouts and all. There was some sort of clarification made that this was not, I think you said, on checking or savings accounts, but only on investment accounts. The 10% that you said the banks have been authorized as one of their new perks, does that apply to savings accounts? Like if you're going to leave half of your money there for a year, isn't that a savings account, or does that go into some sort of investment account? How does that work?
Ray said it goes into investment accounts, so I'm just going to go with him.
So, in other words, it wouldn't be like a savings account that I could.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, guys. So I'm going to get clarification, because me personally, I'm trying to get 10% on every account. My money's in your bank. I want 10%. Because
well,
it's sitting there, and I know you were trained to give 10%. So that's what I'm going to try to do. But I will talk to them this afternoon, and I will get clarification on that, exactly what part they were trained and what kind of – well, I will try to. Okay?
Okay.
I shouldn't say I
will.
Yeah,
because I want
to – but I will make the phone call, and I will see what he says.
All right. And then if we can convince them somehow that we want, say, you know, 10% paid monthly, then that money that comes out monthly could be taken out of there, excuse me, and put into another account somewhere where it could earn interest.
since the 10% is not going to be compounded. Is that correct?
Okay. So what you're saying you want is 10% annually paid out monthly. Because you're not
right.
going to get 10% a month. Okay. All right.
No, I know that.
So I want 10% annually. I want it paid out monthly. And then I want to take it out and put it in a separate account so I can get paid another 10% on it since it's not going to be compounded in that account. Right?
Absolutely. That's what I want to do.
So I'm thinking maybe, no, I'm thinking maybe you used to work for the mafia, huh? But anyway, why not, right? Why not?
Well, I mean, is that feasible to do that? Because what I want to do, and let me ask you this, if I wanted to say, okay, I want 10% annually paid out monthly, and then I want to take that monthly payout and put that into an account that's earning interest, and then from that account I want to disperse to, I want some low or no interest loans for the properties I want to buy, and then I'll use that money that's coming off of there to pay those off. I mean, is that kind of a practical package to ask for, low or no interest loans, and then to use the money coming off of my principal to pay those loans off?
Absolutely. Closed mouth don't get fed, right?
So that would
right?
be a, right, so that would be a, and I'm well fed.
Okay.
So that would be
I can tell.
And I want to be better fed. I'm really into this protect your principle thing. That has just been drilled into me. Thank you, Ray. But I want to purchase properties not only in the States but also overseas. And so I want to do that using no or low interest loans that are then paid from the money coming off my principal paid monthly. So that is something viable that I could ask for and possibly receive, correct?
Absolutely, and it makes sense.
Okay. All right. Well, then that's my strategy I was interested in. Now if I can just figure out where I'm going to do this strategy at, which bank and
that's
what
right.
state.
But I would fully go for that. They're authorized 10% already, I'm telling you guys. So you can get 10% a year. So how you get the payout, and then it's up to you individually. They may not move it for you every month, but you can move it for yourself. Over to this account. Now I get 10% on that. Over to this account. Now my 10%
okay.
because now it's not being compounded because it's in a separate account. And so
gotcha.
What? You got to compound
okay.
it anyway. You just did it your way, right?
Right, right. And that was my question.
There you go.
If it's paid out like that, since they're not compounded, we should be able to withdraw it as often as they pay out, and then move it into some other interest-bearing account, correct? There's no stipulation there. Okay, great, awesome. And no structured payout.
I don't give financial advice, I got to say that. I wasn't giving financial advice, but what I was saying is I agree with your strategy 100%.
Awesome, good. Because I'm really afraid about
how
to
do
this. Yeah. I've never had, two nickels to rub together my whole life, but I'm really praying on how to do this and not end up broke like a lottery winner someday. So thank you so much.
Well, you know what I know?
Changing our mindset.
For some reason, and which is good, but some reason the mafia always launders your money through the Midwest. Huh. They must know something there. Okay.
No. The only mafia man would be God's mafia, and he's very wise on how to handle money, but he definitely is using you guys to change our mindset. So thank you. Okay, well,
all
if
right.
you have that information and let us know, that'd be awesome.
All right. Thank you. I'll try and find out. Okay.
Thank you so much, both of you. Bye.
All right.
Bye-bye. 980, Erico, you're on. Okay, you're off. 972, Erico, you're on.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hot and sweaty. Right upstairs, taking supplies upstairs.
Okay, come closer to the phone. I can barely hear you. I'm hearing a lot of noise in the background.
But hey, that's just the way it goes.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
What's going on? Yep.
Oh, sweating a lot, carrying supplies upstairs. For an old man, that's a chore. I do have a suggestion for an Arkansas lady. Move to Texas.
Oh, okay. I guess
she'll have
that
the
would
ability
work
to do that pretty quick. Catching my breath.
What's going on?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, once again, I'm intrigued with the tentative schedule. This week will be awesome. This weekend will be awesome. This afternoon will be wonderful. My wife is out of town. I don't know if I should check with Ray about the liberties I have with this situation or not. We've decided if there's not a federal non-disclosure agreement, we may have a little less restriction on any NDA the bank could come up with. And of course, you probably haven't gotten any more information on that particular aspect of our effort here, or have you?
Nope, I have not.
Okay. All right. Well, I really think that thanks for not doing Wednesday. I thought that put us back into a perspective that we need to be focused on our own research where we can. Many of us depend entirely on you guys, and you don't mind that, and we appreciate it. But it's part of what it is we're doing. This is our investment. So thank you so much for that. I think the only thing I have any concern about at all at this point is if we miss today, you mentioned your Tuesday, Friday favorite or expected challenge to get in. If we miss today, I know there's liberty, but is it possible that we would wait till Tuesday simply because you picked these days as favorites for a reason, and I think we all understand that. But nobody's been right so far, even though it's coming straight out of the horse's mouth. So I think we're pretty well used to rolling with the punches. Is Tuesday better than Saturday?
No, because it could go any day. I'm just giving you guys what was the plan over the last 10 to 13 years was Tuesday and Friday, which always made sense. Tuesday because again, after Friday night or Saturday morning, banking business rolls over to Tuesday morning because all that weekend
right.
business, they try to close out on Mondays, and they usually don't want things to happen, especially global, something like this, on a Monday. Because it's right
okay.
at the end of the weekend. They would prefer Tuesday, which are international banking days. The U.S. Treasury, the U.S. government preferred Friday because it was after the markets closed. It wouldn't affect anything. And it gave them the whole weekend, actually, for the bank to get started where the rate wouldn't change. Everybody could go in at one rate and not worry about the bank having to say, well, Forex says this, but we say this. Well, we have to adjust it every day because on Tuesday, when it shows up on 4X, then it's a different deal all the way around. So that's why I will always give you guys that Tuesday, the bank preferred. I mean, if it doesn't happen on Friday, then the bank would rather wait on Tuesday because of the weekend.
Okay.
Listen,
well,
Treasury
I think,
wanted
I think
to go. They wanted Iraq to have the first 3 days, and that would have been Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So it
right.
always fit in that scenario. Yeah.
Okay, well, that gives us the ability to kind of take the phone off the hook over the weekend if we miss it today, and we'll be pleasantly surprised if we get a call. That'd be fine. Okay,
there you go.
I'm going to get back to work. I'm feeling guilty sitting down. So you guys have a blessed day, and let's get this thing done. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks,
have
sir.
A good day.
501, area code, you're on.
Yes, sir. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to participate in the call.
You talked to a lady here a few minutes ago advising her to call Abbott Downing, but you gave no number. Would you give a number, sir? Because I'm in Arkansas myself.
Oh, I don't know the number, but you can Google it, I guess, Abbott Downing, and come up with a number. Or call one of the Wells branches. I guess they could give you the number. But I don't have the number for them.
You don't have a number? Okay. All right. Well, so much for that. Have a good weekend.
Take care.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Good day.
All right. 910. We'll give you one more shot.
You don't have a number? Okay. All right. Well, so much for that.
910 area code?
All right. Thank you, sir. Well, they're still listening to the recording, so they haven't even heard it yet.
Okay.
So I can hear the recording.
Wrap it up.
We're done?
Yep. That was the last caller that had their hand up.
Oh, okay. Well, all right, guys. So it is a good Friday, even though it's not Good Friday. And that's in the fact that people are still waiting for it to happen, still looking for it. Nobody is discouraged that I know of. I'm not discouraged. Like I said, in some locations, they are, in fact, sitting at the Exchange Center right now. Some, they went back to the banks, but they're all looking for it. My people, our rep, contractors, they're looking for it. Their bank people tell them they think it'll happen today, sometime today, that the 800 numbers will come out. I'm going to say the people in the East Coast think it is, not Texas, because they don't know what to think. They're really pissed off at the moment. I can tell you that. Because they're actually the ones who went back to the bank, and they're kind of upset that they had to. That was probably more information than you guys needed. But still, we're in a good place, good spot. Rates are good. Life is good. I think we're going to see it. So let's hope and pray that this weekend is it. If not, I'll see you Monday if I have to. But I hope we're talking before then. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm going to enjoy mine. Right?
Okay. Well, today is Friday, so we're going to enjoy the weekend and see what happens, and we'll keep you posted if anything pops out. Enjoy your Friday, everyone.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
You to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. and we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough, that you've been worried long enough, that you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
This is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
To stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap, and we're out of here. Enjoy your weekend.